The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dice is going to be joining us in the next segment. We'll continue with your phone calls as well, and intersperse a ton of news we haven't hit yet. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Lucy in Washington. Of course, we've been talking about frontline women in the military. Is that a good idea? But Lucy just wants to talk about growing our own food and actually surviving. See, the woman doesn't want to kill everybody. She wants to grow food and save civilization. It's really satanic to put women in frontline combat in the warrior role. It'd be like trying to create artificial wombs and having it be taxpayer paid for because I feel like I'm a woman and I deserve one. That's what we're doing now with these sex changes. Totally unnatural, but this is how they're trying to sabotage it. So here I am trying to make the woman calling in talk about women in frontline combat, and she just wants to try to save the soil and humanity, I see, on the topic. But Lucy, what is your view on that?
The women in the military?
Well, frontline combat, yes.
Oh, I think that women should be, you know, raising their families and you know, paying attention to their children and their husbands. And call me old-fashioned, but, you know, we survived thousands of years that way, and our country's being completely divided and destroyed because of all of these things going on. And our food supply.
Oh, you said it so perfectly. Yeah, absolutely. We're being destroyed. It's by design. It's unnatural. And who's directing this? Who says? Who says with all this?
Well, it starts in the public schools at 5 years old, and they brainwash them till they're out of college, and they don't even know how to think for themselves anymore. And we're being, this is genocide, what's going on where I live. We live in a sky that is covered in a blanket of complete toxic waste, and it's now our soil. Lab tests have proven our soil is full of aluminum, barium, strontium, and they're putting drugs in this spray, and people are walking around like zombies. They don't even look up anymore.
So you get it. We're under globalist attack. Why are we even debating women in the front lines? This is all part of their takeover. Exactly. Everything they do is bad for us by design, packaged that it's for the greater good. Now, you called in originally about growing our own food. That is the answer, is getting self-sufficient, getting partially off the grid. The journey of a trillion miles starts with a single step. And we're doing it together. Go ahead, ma'am.
How are we going to be able to grow our own food when our soil is so contaminated it will no longer grow an organic seed? Monsanto now has aluminum-resistant seed, and they're all GMO.
Of course
GMO.
They do.
And our water.
Chuck Norris sees right through it. Isn't it positive that now Chuck Norris has come out against the geoengineering? See, I mean, it's going on. They admit it's happening. They play this game and tell us it isn't. Like, you never voted. Voting never existed in the primary, silly. You know, we always sprayed stuff on you. No, you're messing with us, and we see it. I think there's a giant awakening happening. 6% of people trust the mainstream media. So that's positive news, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I am so thankful for Chuck, and I wish that so many other famous people would come out, and I think that that's maybe why they killed Prince, is because he was talking about the geoengineering and the spraying of the planet. And the same with a lot of these other famous people. I think they were just some kind of a ritual killings or something for these evil maniacs.
Ma'am, listen, yes. And that's why a star that isn't making money anymore is more valuable to kill, because it doubles or triples the catalog over the next decade. That has been found. That's why they killed John Lennon. It's why they killed so many other people. I've talked to top folks that are scared to death. When you're out in L.A. or New York and you're with powerful people, they all are scared to death and say that there is a mafia killing people. And you're absolutely right. That's why stars can never quit, because when they become invaluable to their managers, they get murdered. And a lot of folks will say, why am I showing D.C. and all this iconography? Because we're talking about the rituals. We're talking about who's in charge. We're talking about what's going on. We're talking about who the enemy is. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You're investing in your health and supporting the InfoWar when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nation Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a long way to the top if you want to live in a free country and a free planet. But it's also a long way to the bottom if you lay down. That's a lot harder to do because being a slave is no fun. He's got the new book out, The Illuminati in Hollywood, Celebrities, Conspiracies, and Secret Societies in Pop Culture and the Entertainment Industry. But it ties into all the social engineering. We've got a bunch of callers we'll also go to on women in the military, all these veterans calling in, commenting. But this is the takedown of society, the takedown of civilization by the ruling class. MarkDice.com is his website. He is a social media analyst, best-selling author, and, of course, Mark Dice also is a media analyst, social critic, political activist, and author. And he's also been part of a lot of national TV shows and programs, some of the same ones I've been involved in. And I like to get him on because, you know, he goes out and listen, he's not editing this other than cutting out the spaces. 8 out of 10 Austinites said that they want to kill gun owners and put them in forced labor camps. 9 out of 10 Californians he talks to, and I mean, these are folks that speak English, you know, like old white guys, like, I want to put them in, you know, put gun owners in prison. And he's like, absolutely, I'm sick of them. Let's put them all in jail. Hey, let's elect Lenin. Hey, let's, you know, just as long as you say for Obama, they're for it. Students signed petition to have gun owners executed in concentration camps. See, I was going from memory. I said they want to put us in jail. They actually pull the article up in the text of the video, and it's kill us. See, it's, people say I exaggerate. Yeah, 9 times out of 10, or even more, it's worse than I'm saying, because my own brain dials things down. It dials things down. It's like them saying 2 plus 2 equals 5. They actually teach that in Common Core. Or Obama saying raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. When I get up here and I say, Obama said raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, I feel like I'm lying, and that new listeners tuning in will think I lied because it doesn't sound real, even though I can play the clip of that exact words. Or I pledge to you we will never have troops on the ground in Syria 16 times in 2013 and 14. Now the White House comes out and says, we never said that. That doesn't sound truthful to me, but they did it. So I wanted to say, oh, we have video of them saying kill gun owners, but I literally was about to say that. I went, no, they didn't say that. They said put us in prison. But then they put the article up, and it did say that. See, when you come face to face with a reality so insane in this complex world, with evil able to manipulate because of the complexity and hide behind it, what do you do when things are so much weirder than you can even say? 5 million Muslims, 80% of them, the EU admits, have fake passports and are, right around that number, military-age males. Everyday videos screaming, we love Hitler, Allah Akbar, give us your women, we want the sex now. Allowed to rape, the police are told don't arrest them. That's over the top, folks. It's all over the top. So Mark Dice is with us for the balance of the hour. Then Gucci already comes in. But you look at these things that are happening. Merle Haggard comes out and sings a song about chemtrails and is dead a month later. Prince is talking about chemtrails, telling Mancow he wants to come on my show. He's dead. And they say, oh, it's an overdose. There's an autopsy, but not with Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia, to anglicize the name. The media always says, I don't know what I'm talking about. That's the anglicized name of Antonin as Anthony. But I am digressing. No autopsy. But that's, it's completely normal, no autopsy. And to say it within minutes. Oh, he's been found dead. Totally normal. No autopsy. Oh, it was a secret society meeting. Washington Post reports. Totally secret. Connected to Bohemian Grove. But we can't talk about it. Before they announced that, our crew went down there and said, this is like Bohemian Grove. There's devil masks, hundreds of them, and weird effigies of demons eating children. And Joe Biggs and investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, who's in the NSA formally, goes, I believe this is Bohemian Grove. I believe Cheney's involved. I sense him. Just the books on the bookshelf, and I don't know. And I'm like, this is during the break. I'm like, all right, Wayne, go ahead and say it. I respect you, but man, you're really going on a limb. They go on a limb, and exactly what my crew said was true. See, I'm the one going, hey, don't say it's Bohemian Grove. Come on. Alex, there's devil masks everywhere. Same people connected. I believe it's Bohemian Grove. I'm not making fun of Wayne, his voice, but that's what he sounds like. I don't even know what's going on anymore. I mean, it's getting so weird. And then Dennis Hastert is recruited out of nowhere as a high school coach to become a member of Congress by the Republican insiders. And then after only being there a few years, he's made the Speaker of the House. And folks, it keeps coming out. Most of these leaders are pedophiles. And I remember talking to people that worked at the BBC who were trying to come on my show 15 years ago to talk about Jimmy Savile. We can put him on screen if you're a TV viewer. Anybody else just Google Jimmy Savile. And they said he has necrophilia rooms at his house. They take children in and they lay plastic on the floor and bring like 8-year-old girls in drugged. And then the prime minister slits their throat in front of them and then has sex with a dead body. And then all of that started coming out in the news. He's the best friend of Prince Charles, and they keep digging up the bodies of fresh dead kids at their palaces. I don't know what's going on, folks, but man, we're in trouble, okay? Because let me tell you, they don't just want to rape kids. Sandusky was raping troubled youth that they that no one would believe. Same thing with this child advocate. Who would not look at Jimmy Savile and go, oh, just give your small, he liked girls. Small, he liked, reportedly slit their throats. I mean, he liked dead bodies. But the media is now admitting, okay, and yeah, killing him. As they begged, he would tell them, I am Satan. Yeah, I believe you, Savile. I believe you. Certainly you're a high-level demon. You want to know what a demon looks like that's taking full control? It's this guy. All right, I'm going to go to our guest. And who knows, maybe keep him in the next hour if Anthony wants to have him on. He could be on for 5 hours. We ought to have him co-host sometime. This is what we're dealing with. This is the guy that had the highest level security above MI6, the royal family. Just like Sandusky, they supply kids. So Sandusky was so arrogant, he would rape 10, 11, and 12-year-olds in the field house at noon. Do you know what a college field house at noon is like? A beehive, an anthill. He was supplying them to all these rich people. It's all coming. The FBI went in, the former director, to cover it up. All right. I've set the table here. I want to get into the Illuminati, what's happening. Of course they kill stars that stop making money because their catalog's worth double to triple within a few years after they're dead. It immediately makes 10, 15 times for the first month, but then it trails out. But that's why they do it. And I've talked to major Hollywood stars, major rock stars. They go, I've got to keep making money. And I go, why? And they go, because people that don't make money die. And I've been at high-level Hollywood meetings, folks, with Mark Cuban on the phone and stuff. It's been in the New York Times. People read about it. With the White House calling and saying, I'll put you in jail if you don't drop this Cuban. And then other top lawyers, like gangsters, threatening people. Going, you better watch yourself. You end up dead kid smoking cigarettes. You think this is all just patty cake out there? Now, your calls are coming up as well as the bottom of the hour. If you want to hold, if you can't, I understand callers, but I'm not disrespecting you. I appreciate you calling in when we get into the women in the military as well. But Mark Dice, so much craziness. I don't know where to start. There's so much, but you just heard what I said. What's your take on that?
You know, when you talk about such disturbing crimes, it's hard to believe that it happens at all. But for people to try to understand what it is that's going on, these sorts of things are happening within a black magic, a black sex magic Illuminati sect. Because this is the only explanation for such crimes happening on such a massive and institutional level. And you talked about quite a different cases that are actually all tied together. Back in the 1980s, there were D notices which were sent, which are the equivalent of a national security letter, which is a gag order by it to in members of parliament who were investigating Jimmy Savile and the black sex magic child pedophile cults. So higher level members within parliament or within the justice system stopped them from investigating those individuals. And former detectives have come forward from Scotland Yard and said that there is a secret society of high-level members of parliament who murder children in satanic rituals.
And let me just stop you. I mean, if your TV viewers are showing inside the ranch in South Texas, 20,000 acres on the border, with a satanic mask everywhere and the little children's beds outside the room and all the rest of it, I'm going to skip this break. This is so important. You can pull up hundreds of mainstream articles now in England, in the UK, where they admit national threat, our government's run by pedophiles. Now what David Icke said 20 years ago has now all been admitted. And David Icke told me on air 15 years ago that Savile slit children's throat with the prime minister, and I was actually delaying him editing it because it wasn't proven yet. Go ahead, Mark Dice.
Similar allegations have been made regarding elements of the Bohemian Grove, and this is detailed in my book, The Illuminati in Hollywood. And I'm not saying that every member of the Bohemian Grove participates in this.
No, it's a front for induction of the real cult.
Yeah, there's about 120 different subgroups within the Bohemian Grove.
But what happened to your reporter you sent in that got us more footage? They then set him up and put him in prison. They don't play games.
When you kick a bee's hive and you start causing a little bit too much trouble, that's when deaths start happening. So people like Michael Hastings, who was the award-winning Rolling Stone reporter who died in a mysterious car crash, that appears to be from car hacking. Now, people will laugh and say that's a conspiracy theory, but much of your audience probably knows that it's a very real possibility. Automakers have come forward. Security analysts have come and said, yeah, you can hack into cars and cause them to crash. Former high-level terrorism analyst Richard Clark admitted that Michael Hastings may very well have been murdered by car hacking. But proving that's going to be almost impossible because the forensics, very difficult to prove, and convincing a jury of this is quite impossible to get them to wrap their mind around it. So essentially what's happening is at the highest levels within this invisible empire, this Illuminati mafia, which unfortunately has been morphed in the minds of the masses to convince them that it's a cool secret society of celebrities and is the key to success, which is really just a front.
And the biggest take home from your videos that you've been making the point is, why would anyone want to be a mega celebrity? Because they're almost all slaves. They're almost all totally controlled by their managers, totally scared, and they end up dying broke. Everybody asks, why do they die broke? It's not bad business decisions most times. It's all a giant scam.
Prince realized this, and that's why when he couldn't get out of his contract disputes with Warner Brothers, he literally wrote the word slave on his cheek as he performed. Because when these stars sign those contracts, they're legally binding and obligated to perform what the contracts say, provided that it's not criminal activity. Now, so Prince, he had signed on the dotted line, and he had to perform, he had to produce new albums and new songs. And when he had disputes about this, he tried to tell the fans what was going on by writing slave on his forehead. And it gets so bad that in the contracts, and this is why I have an attorney look over a contract before I sign it with any company or appearing on any show, which costs $400 an hour just to hire an attorney to review a contract, as you know. In the contracts, they have clauses in there about arbitration. So these celebrities, most of the time, can't even sue their record labels or the studios or their boss, because in a court of law, it's public. All the evidence is public. People could come in and watch and participate and see what's happening. So in an arbitration, that's a private, sort of a legal discussion. It's a private trial between judges and private arbitration firms. And so in almost every contract, literally every contract, I mean, not almost every contract, these people sign, there are arbitration clauses in there. So even if they have a dispute, they can't sue their boss because they have already agreed that they will not sue them in a court of law. They'll take them into arbitration.
But it's come out about Pelicano and all these private detectives and people that are really basically hitmen, according to the reports in entertainment, is the real mafia is over entertainment. And I've been there. It's Jewish mafia, Italian mafia, mainly, but then they've even got bosses up above them. The CIA comes in and tells them what to put in scripts, what to do. That's now openly admitted. What did you think of the whole Beyonce situation when I said all this anti-cop stuff, all this anti-police state stuff is to make anti-police state look dumb. It's to cause a clash of civilizations. Her new thing is to make women hate men. Gloria Steinem was funded by the CIA. The Super Bowl is funded by the government. And I showed all the articles, and they had hundreds of publications come out and say, I was insane, Mark, but you've written books about the CIA more than anybody manipulating the media.
It's an open secret. It's confirmed on their own website. The CIA analysts who continue to work for the Entertainment Liaison Office openly admit this. And that's what I detailed in my book, The Illuminati in Hollywood. And you're very right. You articulated so well, because celebrity and Hollywood really shaped the country more than Washington, D.C., and then political power, because the masses follow celebrities as if they were their gods, as if they were their parents, as if they are these all-knowing beings. And so that's why we see Beyonce chosen to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show in order to demonize police, which many police officers and captains and precincts have come out and admitted that her and the other Black Lives Matter propaganda is putting police officers at risk. Now, nobody in their right mind is supporting police brutality. There's obviously always going to be some bad apples. These are individuals who are putting their lives on the line to try to clean up a terrible and wretched society. And so the Central Intelligence Agency literally works hand in hand with Hollywood to promote certain aspects in films, in television shows. It was even admitted that the CIA worked with hip hop artists in Cuba as they were attempting to try to foment a Cuban revolution, so that the popular underground hip-hop artists in Cuba would then be fed CIA propaganda in order to participate and encourage in the Cuban revolution in order to try to topple the communist regime.
So how asinine is it when they come out and admit the Defense Department and others are funding almost everything at the halftime shows? She's clearly pushing the official Soros agenda, and then I say she should be investigated, and they act like I'm nuts. They really think their viewers and readers are idiots.
Unfortunately, that is the case. You know, you posted my latest Man on the Street Monday video where I used an old elementary school joke telling people that the word gullible had been removed from the dictionary. Now, I don't know if everybody's heard that joke, but it was an old joke from when I was a kid in elementary school. And you say, oh, really? It's been taken out of the dictionary? And then you poke fun at them and say, oh, you're so gullible, obviously. And so we have adults now that are seriously commenting. And this was the third time that I did this same segment. I also did one where I told people that they've removed the word intelligence from the dictionary. And we have adults that are out there driving vehicles and live amongst us that seriously believe and then comment on me telling them that the word gullible has been removed from the dictionary to make room for new words. And if that doesn't illustrate how dumbed down America is, I don't know what does. And my Man on the Street Monday series, the petition videos are really the most disturbing because it's not just people commenting and showing, hey, they don't know anything, they're uninformed. These are people signing their name and other personal information on a supposed petition to enact legislation that nobody in their right mind should even consider, that anybody who has any intelligence should obviously know this is a pure joke.
We're going to play some of those clips coming up in the next segment after we take some calls. But let me ask you this question. It seems the dumbing down is accelerating where now most people have no attention span. They don't even know where they are. Is this from television watching or what's going on? Because it seems to be getting worse very, very quickly.
Well, social media has a lot to do with this now. I mean, we have a whole video service, Vine, which is dedicated to looping 7-second videos. So people's attention span is literally that of a goldfish, and they're entertained by little 7-second funny videos. So social media has largely destroyed the attention span. It is literally rewiring people's brains. The public now, they can only comprehend very small bits of data. Their long-term memory isn't storing data like it used to because their conscious mind is not prioritizing it because they think that they can just look up information on the internet or Google it. So they're not retaining information. And so they're so easily manipulated. The Man on the Street Monday petition series, which people can check out on youtube.com/MarkDice, there are, Alex, 50 different episodes now of repealing the Bill of Rights, repeal the First Amendment, give Obama immunity for any crime that he's committed, add sterilants to the water supply, any insane idea that I could come up with. So this isn't just an isolated incident of one afternoon I was able to get people to sign a petition to repeal the Bill of Rights or throw gun owners into FEMA camps and have the Marines go door to door and confiscate guns from people's homes. 50 different episodes now of crazy petitions for insane legislation.
And Mark, let me expand on this. So many ignorant trolls, the people on the street ask me too. They go, that Mark Dice guy, why does he like to make fun of people? Why is he so mean? Why doesn't he inform them? You're there like, you know, showing in a film Appalachian children that don't know how to write. You're not putting down the Appalachian children. You're showing that they're totally ignorant. They have new studies out showing GPS is rewiring our brains to where we don't have any access to spatial direction. When I used to drive around just 4 or 5 years ago before I had GPS, I would look at the sun, where I was, what roads. I had an internal understanding. And now I notice because of GPS, I've been losing it. Just like calculators, we don't know basic math anymore. We're being killed by technology. The way it's been deployed, the way it's been rolled out, we are dying. We are falling apart. Our bone mass is going down. We are dying, Mark.
People are communicating with emojis now, which are little graphics that are supposed to depict certain emotions. And if for anybody who uses Twitter, and for those who don't know, people are communicating, you can see it, with emojis now. And instead of even texting, which is a waste of time, I mean, in a 60-second conversation over the phone, you can communicate more data than you can worth in an hour of texting back and forth. And so now people are wasting their time to scroll through their emoji keyboard to pick a photo that they feel depicts what it is that they're feeling to communicate instead of
it is the end of the spoken word, the end of language. And I admit, the language is now shrinking, which the Fabian Socialists of England, that basically run the whole show, admit is their plan. The Fabian Socialist system is a wolf in sheep's clothing because they're not socialists, they're Satanists that want to kill you and your family.
The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny?
So do I.
So does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've read most of the ancient philosophers. I've probably read 500 history books, no exaggeration. And 300, 400 history books. Hundreds of history magazines. And it's all really right there. If you're educated and informed, none of this is really even hidden. There were always people in the castle up the road that you didn't want to have your kids playing around it because your kids would disappear. Some of them wanted to rape and kill your kids. Other ones just wanted to torture them to death. It's the old thing of, you know, Transylvania, don't get near Castle Dragon. Dracul. Castle Dragon now is in London, England, and is literally Castle Dragon. King George thought he killed the dragon, but the dragon moved in later. There was earlier English and Norman royalty, but the royalty they have now is Transylvanian. And that's what I mean. Truth is so much stranger than fiction. I was eating an organic chicken leg during the break, and bit my lip. You know, I'm getting in such a hurry nowadays. Mark's sitting there talking. I'm trying to eat a chicken leg, eat my lunch here on air. I get so sped up, I stutter, I falter, I bite myself, you know, in my frothing attempt to expose what's going on in my desperation. Because the general public's been dumbed down, and it's getting worse. Some people are waking up. It's a large minority. But the elite themselves are getting more delusional, more reckless. And if you study criminology, these master criminals are very OCD. But at a certain point, they start degenerating and wanting to get caught, like serial killers, because that's what they are. And they always have protection systems around them that are supposed to keep the truth from coming out, because they set up a system where they're at the top, everybody's dependent on them, and if you remove the cancer, it cuts into the flesh of the overall system and kills it. So they know what they're doing at very wicked, instinctive levels. But at a certain point, they start wars, they do crazy things that even bring them down. And I think we're reaching that point. We're going back to Mark Dice, and we've had callers forever holding. This ties into the social engineering. I want to get his take on women in the front line of the military. I'm going to give each caller about a minute, if you've been holding so long, to then get into manipulation of social media that's going on. They're incrementally turning it up. More and more restrictions, more and more squeezing, more and more censoring. When you hear Zuckerberg talk about it, he talks about, don't worry, I'm going to dial back the nationalists. Well, you know what? Let's dial them back. So Mark Dykes wants to get into that. I want to play a few of these clips as well. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. And then Anthony Gucciardi takes over. But I think I'm going to co-host part of the next hour with Dice and Gucciardi. If he can keep going with us, I'll ask Dice right now and find out. Briefly, I'm going to go to these calls now. And I appreciate you holding patiently. Ray in Ohio, been holding forever. And Bill in Indiana. And Mustard, Craig, and Robert. And that'll be it for calls during at least the part of the show I'm hosting today. We have the fourth hour that I co-host sometimes, but normally is hosted by others, because I really can't do 4 hours routinely and not descend into bedlam. But it is good to have that fourth hour. A lot of folks want it. But what's really going on with the people that run D.C.? What's really happening? What's their ultimate end game? Where are they really going? I'm going to ask Mark that question in a moment, and then go right to your calls. Briefly, this is an information war, and I want to thank you all for your support. We couldn't do it without you. It's amazing what we've done, and thank you for your prayers as well. You need storable foods. You need high-quality storable foods, in my view, and this is a storable food I've chosen for my family. Very affordable, very clean, very wholesome. They have special diets, wide spectrum, My Patriot Supply. We have their whole catalog at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted, high quality. But because I private label their entire line, I'm also, quite frankly, their packaging is new every day. When you order it, it's drop shipped from them. They put an InfoWars sticker on it. Same package, different name, same contents. You know, same label, just different name on the label. And I can give you 30 to 40% off with specials on this. I'm normally able to discount 5 to 15%, but I'm able to do this at least twice a year. I'm trying to do it more. 30 to 40% off we're running right now. InfoWars Select, InfoWarsSelect.com takes you right to where you can find the storable foods themselves. Great time to be involved. 10% off when you sign up for auto ship on any of the items at InfoWarsStore.com, and free shipping on orders above $50. Supermel Vitality will sell out in the next few days. Anthroplex is back in. X2 is incredible. Super Female Vitality. DNA Force is back in stock. Go read the thousands and thousands of third-party five-star reviews. I set out with the top experts to bring the true game changers, because I treat others as I want to be treated. Plus, even though I was a sociopath, I want to sell you the very best stuff out there at a great price so I dominate the market. Almost no one else does that. They go, even the big manufacturers that produce quality stuff, they go, look, most big companies come to us, they want private labels. These are the big factories, and they want private labels, but they want us to just be okay, have $3 a product, then they put $10 of marketing into each bottle. Instead, you put $20 of product in, and then do basically a dollar of marketing on your own show. It's total game changer, which I would just think this is what you do. This is what made America great. I mean, I don't believe in planned obsolescence either. I want to sell you something that's really high quality. I mean, if I made cars, I'd want the engine to go as long as I could get it to. But I guess I'm a weirdo. I'm going to go back to Mark Dyson. We're going right to these calls, and Mark's going to co-host with us here. Mark, what do you think the end game, the bottom of the rabbit hole, where is this going?
ultimately, they're paving the path for this planet to be ruled by an entity, a demonic entity, the counterfeit Christ. So I believe it's quite obvious if you've been following this for any amount of time. They're destroying the very fabric of the human race, the fabric of the family, the knowledge base, the common sense, trying to...
This is how aliens masquerading as humans would hit us.
This is an entity destroying the human race to create so much chaos so that people don't know the fact from fiction, so that when this entity arrives or is manifested through his chief humanoid type of servant, the Antichrist, and announces that he's God, he will announce really that he is Lucifer, that he is Satan, he has overthrown the kingdom of heaven. You're seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled, and it's going to be this liberal supposed utopia. And any conservatives, any Christians, anyone who is trying to point out or stop or slow this kind of poisoning and destruction of the human race will be targeted for termination.
Absolutely. They're going to have super high-tech drugs. They already have them that are synthetic, that quote, don't have any side effects but text your will, wire heads plugging in. I mean, people are going to sell out to this.
You're already seeing the viciousness and the hatred towards Christians, towards people who believe in God, towards conservatives. We can get into the social media manipulation in a minute, but the ultimate end game is to destroy the very foundation of knowledge and reality amongst the human race.
Yes.
In order to pave the path for this counterfeit Christ, the global Messiah, who will declare that he is Satan and has overthrown the evil, tyrannical Yahweh God. And he will announce that this is the new heaven and the new earth, and that anyone who's trying to stop him needs to be exterminated.
That has men and women together and children and beauty and honor and all the great stuff, it's all going down the tubes. The trees are going to die, the ocean's going to die, and just nothing but pot-bellied trendies flopping around worshiping the devil. God, I mean, what kind of God wants to make everybody ugly and stupid?
A demonic entity, and unfortunately, this is what's happening in society. And now social media has obviously been taken over by the big media companies.
We're going to get to that, Mark. You're awesome. Let's get to these callers. What is your view on women in the military? Briefly, then we're going to the callers.
Well, obviously, this is part of the agenda to try to break down the traditional gender roles, which, you know what, God and nature designed. So you can't argue with the creation and what we were created to do. And
yeah, no kidding. Men do the fighting. Women have the babies.
Yeah, and this, and the whole transgender bathroom issue and choose your own gender, choose your own species is symptomatic of this liberal mental disorder and the poisoning and the destruction of the minds of people. So if we're going to use liberal logic, then I guess we're going to have more women as roofers. You know, it's going to be we should start calling it sexist when somebody says that it's a garbage man. We need more women to collect the garbage. No, we have certain roles that society has been abiding by because those are what nature, what God designed. And so by trying to fight this design, they're really fighting against what God created.
Yeah, exactly. Women are being taken off their pedestal because the devil hates them because they're so magic and God's greatest creation, in my view. It's absolutely evil. Let's go to phone calls right now. Thank you for holding. Ray in Ohio is a Navy vet. What a trooper. To give us your view on overruling the Marine Corps and everybody just, nope, we're going to put women in front line and make the packs a third the size, and that's just the end of it, okay? Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I'm a Navy veteran, and I served on a destroyer back in the 1980s. And in those days, women served in a supporting role, like on supply ships rather than combat vessels. And I believe that putting women in combat roles just definitely weakens our military. One thing that the Navy drilled into you when you were receiving your training in boot camp was, and they emphasized this over and over and over, pay attention to detail. Pay attention to detail. And it wasn't about, so much folding your clothes properly or making your bunk properly. The idea was to get you to pay attention to these details so that when you got to the fleet, you didn't jeopardize the lives of your crew members because you were distracted by something. And I can tell you this, when you're out on a Navy ship for weeks at a time, if there were women on board those combat ships, you definitely would have been distracted. And it's, I think it's detrimental to the lives and to the missions of the military.
Why do you think they're doing this, to sabotage the military?
You know, I wonder about that, too. You know, and my question, I guess, for Mark would be, when you watch television dramas, when you watch television sitcoms, as you've talked about, Alex, the men are always made to look like fools, like in the sitcoms. And then in the television dramas, the police dramas, the hospital dramas, you're constantly seeing men having to give an answer to women. And I wondered if Mark thought that, you know, maybe the emphasis to put women in combat roles is just an extension of this to...
the CIA created Ms. Magazine. It's all on record, Mark.
And again, Hollywood controls the minds of the masses, not Washington, D.C. And so that's why you see these radical feminist agendas being portrayed, the radical LGBT agenda portrayed now with gay and bisexual characters being introduced into almost every show, children's shows on the Disney Channel, et cetera, all part of conditioning people to accept it, because people will deny that the media affects society and say that it's just entertainment. But any serious media analyst or anyone with common sense knows that the media shapes the culture.
It's called advertising. It's just another mind game. Absolutely. Great point, Ray. Great point. Mark Dice. Let's talk to Bill in Indiana. Bill, your take.
Hey, Alex. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want to talk to you about, or ask Mark about what he knows about the number 11, as in the 9/11.
Why are the elites obsessed with numbers? He wants Fukushima. This is the 30th anniversary of Chernobyl. All this crazy stuff going on. It's like they're trying to kill the planet.
You know, I don't know too much about numerology, but I do know that at certain levels within the hierarchy, they are into planetary alignments and the sacred geometry. So they believe that numbers and mathematics have certain scientific power. And so whether they actually do or not, it really isn't the issue. The issue is that they believe it does. So it appears that they're following this pattern, but you know, I don't get too much into the numerology of it because there's clear evidence of you know, 9/11 cover-ups and inside jobs, but it's an interesting phenomena. Point is, these people are into the occult. They are spiritual people while denying on the surface that there is any sort of creator or any sort of spiritual connections to us, but they are covertly occult.
Well, it's just like communists for 30 years are ordered by their bosses to say they're anarchists, but then admit they're communists when they're waving red flags. It's just like they say, oh, they're atheist, but at the top they'll tell you, no, I worship Lucifer. And so that's first how they do it, is tell you there is no God, so the state can become God. That's how this works. Bill, you had a point on Fukushima?
Yeah, Alex. You really need to talk to a guy named Kevin Blanch. He's an outstanding, he's the number one guy for nuclear activism. And he talks about the cover-up of Fukushima, that now WikiLeaks has emails from Hillary and John Holdren of Cal Berkeley where they sent in those 32 ships from the Reagan Battle Group. And
well, of course it's known that they knew they were getting ready to cover that up. Yes, yes, we'll look into that. Good point. It just shows how they're killing us all, poisoning us all with GMO, but then telling us all day about our different rights. I want to go to break and come back with some more calls. But Mark, start getting into social media manipulation.
Because social media is such an important aspect in most people's lives now, it has been taken over by these big corporations and their terms of service, all at the Sun Valley Conference, which is the Bilderberg Group meeting for media, where they all meet together to coordinate their terms of service every July. Have the heads of the CIA and the NSA come there. And this is why these services, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, all coordinate and have become the top social media services, coordinating their terms of service, coordinating manipulation. So because most people now in America, around the world, get their news just from their friends' Facebook feeds, so Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, and the same with Twitter, they easily, and this is quite provable, manipulate the data that is posted on people's feeds. So, for example, if I post something on my Facebook page, which has about 150,000 people subscribed to it, if it has certain keywords in it, if it slants to a particular way, if it's trying to put out a certain piece of information that Facebook doesn't want spread, they simply won't allow that post to show up.
That's right. We now post videos of Facebook. At first, it'd be 1 million, 2 million, 3 million viewers. And then the algorithm kicked in, and now it won't let it be shared. Someone has to physically do it, and it'll still try to block it. And people say, well, why don't they just kick you off? No. They want me to stay there and not go build my own thing. So I guess Matt Drudge is right. Just completely leave it. But at the same time, I can go there, have a beachhead, show people how I'm being censored, and bring them back to InfoWars.com. So I'm not sure if I'm right or Drudge is right. What do you think?
Well, if they completely censor you and shut you down and ban you, that's going to create a lot more problems and a lot more, bring a lot more attention to it. And so they'll sort of let you be, but they put you off into the corner and they censor you through their algorithms. Now, for my videos, I'll post my videos on Facebook. If it's a YouTube link, they don't want people leaving Facebook, so it dumps it down the memory hole. Hardly anybody sees it. So if I upload the video to my Facebook video feed, still hardly anybody sees it. There are other channels, other Facebook pages that upload my videos, and they get 5-7 million views.
That's what I was about to say. In fact, I'm glad you said this, because we don't have an algorithm. We have our brains, which are even more advanced than that. And I've noticed that we'll put up some sensational video, gets a 500,000 views, but some little channel that was never political puts it up, 5 million views, 8 million views.
Yes.
And so everybody, get our Facebook mentions, copy them to your YouTube, vice versa. Give them other headlines. Sometimes give them a weird headline, the computer won't see it, and then it goes mega viral. Absolutely, Mark.
It's amazing. You know, the petition videos that I've done on YouTube that get, you know, several hundred thousand views, people upload those on their Facebook page, and if it's not my page, they'll get 1 million, 5 million views. If I upload on mine, maybe 10,000.
Yeah, so everybody, so you're saying folks are authorized to get your videos, mine too, put them on your Facebook, put them on your YouTube, make them go viral, as long as they don't edit them, correct, Mark?
You know, I would prefer to post links or share them.
Stay there. I'll have mine out.
About the new war on the power grid. If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. WarOnTheGrid.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
We waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, Mark just brought up something that's so important that I mean to spend more time on air. We know there are algorithms, and it's come out in the news, that say when Navy SEALs were spreading a meme that they went and fought, she stood down, they died. Just real simple little memes, little images, that Facebook would block that and not let it be shared. And that's just one known example. They do it all the time now. Zuckerberg meets with all the big, you know, communist Chinese executives to do this, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. But I've noticed if I do satirical stuff that's actually pro-establishment, the AI is smart enough to actually think, but dumb enough to understand, that I'm being pro-establishment, and suddenly that'll go viral. And again, we can look with our systems, whether it's being shared person to person or whether it's being allowed through. They will push stuff. These computers are so stupid at certain points. That's because we're thinking. The computers only work against unconscious people that aren't thinking. We can outsmart these machines, folks. I don't care how fancy they get, by changing rhythms, what we're doing. And what Mark said is so key. Now, Mark doesn't obviously bring in as much capital as we do to fund our operation. So he's like, well, I don't know if I can let everybody just have my films. I barely make anything on my Facebook or on my YouTube as it is. And I get that. But he was pointing out how his videos go more viral on other people's pages. He's been censored. He's had his stuff taken down before for simply saying, you know, that, what was it, that Michael Reagan shouldn't talk about shoving hand grenades up children's rear ends or whatever it was. I'm not attacking Michael Reagan either, but it was a horrible statement. And then he got in trouble for saying, please, you know, don't call for killing people. So this is going on, but we stay there to try to keep them honest because they advertise that they're trying to be free and open and it's this commons and as long as you follow their rules, it's okay. But now they selectively enforce because Facebook says not agreeing with someone is hate speech, they might ban you. And so, oh, I put out a meme against Hillary. They let us know. You're locked off your site for one day. Do it again. It's 15 days. Then you get, I mean, I've shown this on air. Then do it again. It's 30 days. And then stuff from Facebook. You know, we're really being nice to you. And, you know, why don't you leave us alone? And then I go, only buy advertising on Facebook. Suddenly, oh my gosh, everything's getting seen. So people don't know there's this control. Mark's just telling you, hey, it's going on. Be aware of it. So what do? All of us have to build our own website, our own platform. And then basically use it to take over these other forums and point out what's going on within them? I mean, is that the answer, or what do we do, Mark Dice?
You know, InfoWars operations is an incredible example of this because nobody tells you guys what to do or what you can't do, and you're able to use these mainstream platforms, these social media platforms to reach people, but you don't need to rely on them for your message to get out. So we need to jam the system. We need to spread through the grassroots, through old email lists, from face-to-face conversations about what it is that's going on so that we can expose this to everybody else.
You just said it. I've talked to all the top experts. Everybody's got to get on our email list, folks, because they're censoring more. That's a way very hard for them to block us. Infowars.com/newsletter. Everyone should go sign up there to get key reports, videos. But if stuff gets worse, that is so key. Mark, have you set up an email system yet?
It's on my list of things to do, but I haven't done it yet.
And I mean, I understand we're too busy fighting the globals to have ever tried to create, you know, just databases to market or whatever. And that's secondary for us. We're just trying to get the word out. I want everybody to know you can take any video we've made, anything we've done, put it on any video platform you want, do whatever. I don't care. Just don't claim you have ownership of it and don't edit it out of context or I will enforce my copyright and my rights. Because I've had folks try to get my videos and then say they're theirs. No, you can't do that. But if you want to take my films and put them out on Facebook or any other platform, please do it. We're in a war. Mark, sorry, go ahead.
Now, I don't authorize that for my work because people abuse it and try to use my content to create and expand their own channel or their own Facebook page. So I do admire what it is that you're doing. I at this time, do not authorize that. I encourage people sharing the original links, but don't download and re-upload the video because what that does is it removes people who would find my channel.
No, I understand. I totally understand it. And that's your way of doing it. I'm just in full attack mode here. I'm just firing in all directions, just throwing hand grenades at the enemy. And, folks, I need you, the listeners, to get every video we've got, especially our Facebook mentions. Nobody's doing this. Put them on YouTube. They go mega viral.